Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here. And I want to talk to you today about, well, let me backtrack a minute. Get your Bibles out. Turn to the book of Psalm 72. I want to talk to you about the spirit of caring, the spirit of caring, or helping the powerless, the spirit of caring, or helping the powerless. In our society today, there are a lot of people that think that people on welfare, etc., are just living on a gravy train. They're thinking that there are people getting state aid that don't deserve it. And for the few that abuse it, there are thousands, maybe millions, who are not and are living day to day. And yet, we like to emphasize as a society the people that abuse it or the people that try to take advantage of it. The unwed mother, we think, or etc. The person who is trying to cross state borders and get two states' welfare checks, whatever. But the spirit of caring and our assisting and helping the powerless is something that is innate within our biblical culture, within the Christian church, because it is the Father's intent to protect, to care for, to minister to remember the poor, to remember the needy, to remember the powerless, to remember those who are abused, those who we as a society so often neglect and do not protect. We live in a society that has the ability to help and assist, but as well protect the people in our nation and in our civilized and progressive countries. However, so many times, to cut a budget here or to do this and that there, we'd much rather give out corporate welfare to big companies, give them huge governmental contracts or do this and that, and pull things away from those who have no ability to defend themselves or to try to give in a word edgewise to show the importance of a certain program or etc. being necessary to help the poor, the needy, etc., the widow. In the early church, in the book of Acts, one of the institutions of the church that came about in its early infancy, was caring for the widows, caring for those who had need of in the church. And when things really got difficult during persecution, etc., they had all things common and began to do whatever it took to protect, preserve, protect, and feed the people within the body of Christ. That mentality seems so foreign in our individualistic society, given towards greed and given towards accumulation. It's all right to have nice stuff. It's all right to have a nice home. It's all right to be able to take care of, you know, your household and seeing good things be a part of your life that you think make your life better. But it shouldn't be to the neglect of those at large who might have simple needs and whom you can help or assist. To show a little charity, to show kindness, to love your neighbor, to care for the needy. It's a biblical premise. We look at the Good Samaritan and how people passed over that man beaten in the streets, left for dead. Religious leaders and others passed him by, but a Samaritan, one from not his own culture, who shouldn't even have, you know, spent any time taking care of that individual, did so, preserved them, protected them, put them in an inn, and said, hey, whatever cost they rack up, take care of it. When I return, I'll pay it back. Wow. What an attitude. And that was a story that Christ gave us, the story of the Good Samaritan. There are principles interlaid. There are principles interweaved. There are principles spoken of by our Lord that we need to understand because it helps us to understand the heart of God. The Lord came on the scene and criticized the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious culture of the day for making the word of God of none effect with all the laws, customs, this and that. I mean, my word. They had laws, creeds, and etc., and statutes, over statutes, and this and that. It was a mess. And Jesus came to bring forth the simplest word and help people to understand the basics of what God intended and to see the word of God as it was and not as tradition had interpreted it. You look at the facts of what Christ tried to do when it even came to speak about the Sabbath and how they criticized him for doing things on the Sabbath. But he said he was the Lord of the Sabbath. And not just that, but the Sabbath is not something that we should consider to be constraining us from good. Because Christ has come to give life, and that more abundantly. And is that just for a certain few? Is that just for people of privilege? Is that just for folks who have inherited a lot of wealth? No. I, you know, am truly thankful for those who came up tough and through pulling up their bootstraps built businesses and other things and in their efforts built something special almost out of nothing. But almost every rags to riches story has something within it that speaks about someone caring, someone giving them a chance, someone giving them the ability or empowering them to become what they could be. And it should not be forgotten. So we need to care for the needy, and we need to remember the powerless, those who don't have the ability to get back up on their feet. So Psalm 72. I have not read Psalm 72, so let's get into the word here. I told you to get your Bibles out. We're going to get into the scripture. But Psalm 72, God, give your judgments to the king. Give your righteousness to the king's son. Let him judge your people with righteousness and your poor ones with justice. Let the mountains bring peace to the people. Let the hills bring righteousness. Let the king bring justice to the people who are poor. Notice that. Let the king bring justice to the people who are poor. Let him save the children of those who are needy. Solomon, the wise man, help those who are needy, the children of those who are needy. But let him crush oppressors. Let the king live as long as the sun, as long as the moon, generation to generation. Let him fall like rain upon fresh grass cut, like showers that water the earth. Let the righteous flourish through their lives, and let peace prosper until the moon is no more. Let the king rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Let the desert dwellers bow low before him. Let his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring tribute. Let the kings of Sheba and Seba present gifts. Let all the kings bow down before him. Let all the nations serve him. Now note these next few verses. Let it be so, because he delivers the needy who cry out, the poor, and those who have no helper. He delivers the needy who cry out, the poor, and those who have no helper. He cares for the needy and those who are powerless to help themselves. Let it be so, verse 12, because he delivers the needy who cry out, and the poor, and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the weak and the needy. He has compassion. Where's our compassion in our generation today? He saves the lives of those who are in need. He redeems their lives from oppression and violence. Their blood is precious in his eyes. Our Lord, throughout the scriptures, has given us precedence in the word to care for the needy, to minister and to help. There's been stories about people who have left certain parts of fields to be gleaned so that others could receive grain. There have been stories about miraculous provision with a widow and her son who were about to die, and a prophet gave them provision for the remainder of the famine by the hand of God. The care of the Lord is for those who cry out to Him. He delivers those who are poor. To those who have no helper, there is a God who cares. And we are His people, called by His name, the instruments that He has come and made covenant with. And as we share His same heart and same love and same desire to minister salvation to those who we come in contact to, we as well should minister in love and make sure that needs, make sure as the poor, make sure as people need healing, etc., have a chance. A people of compassion. A people with the same heart of God. And recognize the will of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for this new day. Bless and touch and encourage Your people. I know there's a lot of great people out there giving, caring, and ministering. But so many times we get caught up in our own little world and we get caught up in our culture and we think people are always ripping us off or this or that or, oh, that person, oh, they need to go get a job. And we don't really understand what's all going on, the big picture. But I pray, God, that we'll have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying today. And I pray that we would understand Your word and see things more clearly than ever before and minister where we can and give where we can and be a blessing where we can. Because there could be a time in each and every one of our lives when we have need of something, when we are broken, we can't make it, and we will need help, just like we help out our fellow man. I know it might not seem that way for the big rich man, etc., but even the big and rich have found themselves in tough straits at times, needing the mercy of society, needing the mercy and the grace of a friend, a fallen brother, one caught in sin, etc. Doesn't matter. I pray, God, help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying today, and help us to minister out of love, out of compassion. Remember the second commandment, to love our neighbor even as ourself, to love You, God's first, but then to love Your creation. Thank You, Father, for this day. Anoint us for Your purposes. Empower us. Give us the ability to touch lives. Give us the time to be able to help touch a life today. And give us the strength to do it Your way and not our own. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us. And if you need to get a hold of us at the prayer line at any time, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Now, the group that's with me this morning, we're going to go on in our study, and that recording will be on the next day's prayer line. And we're going to continue on this message in a very special way in the next few days, looking at Old and New Testament. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us. And we here at CGMF appreciate you so very much. God bless you today. In Jesus' name.